Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Right now, people just got to give you the heads up. We're having a few internet issues.
Brian gave us
the app.
Brian gave us the worst three words. We're having issues.
Yeah, we're having issues. Pat is aware. Pat's working on it right now because we have, during the break, we checked everything out in here, and everything is proper, so we're just kind of trying to figure it out.
If Pat's on it, we're good.
So
Pat's a maniac.
So the YouTuber should know that, you know, we're as soon as it gets fixed, we'll be up and running.
Yeah, if anything quirky happens over the next few minutes, just it's not your radio, it's us. Okay.
But you know what we're not having issues at?
Yeah.
The temperature. But hit that right now. Because our temperature control that Steve is currently adjusting is one of the most valuable resources one could have, especially on a day like this. Beautiful weather, it's hot outside. You want to keep it a perfect, cool, brisk 69 degrees in your studio.
Ooh.
DFH Company is the company for you. Just dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. You only have a couple of days left because through June, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone system. So act now. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, a couple programming notes here. The Cincinnati Reds are playing so good. They're starting to round into form. They're starting to look like a team that might be able to do something for this year and years to come. And it was so good that our next broadcast of Tyler Mountain Waters coverage of the Reds.
What?
Yeah. Is tonight when the Phillies visit 6:10 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then, of course, later in the week, we will have the series with the Padres.
Our partners are just expanding and expanding and expanding.
Oh, yeah.
Our real estate is getting taken up here. Y'all better jump in this quick.
Speaking of real estate, why is that building still there? I'm going to have to take a sledgehammer over there and just start hitting it. And then maybe they'll get
the message.
Or I'll get arrested.
I was going to say, or they'll sue you.
What do you think she remembered?
And I have no
idea. See her face?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was actually
got something.
I was looking at the tan connection.
No, yes, but no, I know. I'm like, get the building out of there, man.
Sorry, laundry and tan connection.
Yeah, gosh, I thought when I read this story that this was going to happen.
Like immediately. Speaking of,
I said iHeart is back. Brian gave me a thumbs up. Yeah. Pat drove to wherever needed to be drove. He threatened him.
Yeah, I was going to say talk to somebody. Okay, you asked the question headed into break, Steve.
Yes. We have Sidney Curry on campus. And now this is kind of a loaded question because I already have my answer. But with him on campus, Coach Mack is the head coach, right? And we believe Coach Mack does carry some weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that there's a chance, and I saw a texter allude to this earlier. So, texter, you alluded to this earlier. You're right on with me here. I think that this is a chance for somebody to show a little worth to, or not a little worth, that's a bad way to put it, but to show something. Sidney Curry on campus, three assistant coaches, or Coach Mack, who closes the deal on this one was my question. Now, since I asked the question and I already have an answer in mind, I'm going to throw it out there. With Sidney Curry on campus, I think that this is the first opportunity. And he's not a freshman. He's played junior college ball. He's been recruited by Kansas, committed to Kansas. I think Ross McMaines closes the deal with this one. I think that Ross McMaines, with an older guy, like I call him an older guy. I mean, Sidney Curry, I mean, he's got 3 years, two at least. I mean, but I think a guy like Ross McMaines is the sale here. I think that Ross McMaines saying, looking at his film and saying, okay, this is what you do. You have the body for the NBA, but this is where I can take you to get there, I think is more than Coach Mack could do. Because looking at Sidney Curry, I don't think that you could sell him really on, yeah, we're going to play fast. Okay, cool. Like, but my game is not going to, like, I play fast. I run the court. But my game isn't predicated on playing fast. Okay, so that, yeah, there's that. And Ross McMaines brings that. There's a lot, you know, Pegues can bring stuff to the game. Yeah, I can give you moves and stuff like that. Okay, cool, nice, whatever. But I think that this is the time that Ross McMaines, I like that. I think that this is the time where, with a guy like this, that Ross McMaines can sit in a room with him and say, I'm going to turn you into something you don't know you can be. Because I saw guys just like you. And I've taken guys like you and made them this. Let me show you this guy. Let me show you this guy. Let me show you this guy. This is what I've done. And I think that with his parents and him in town, the Coach McMaines may be the one that kind of – we might start seeing his
– effect, his ripple effect.
Ripple effect with this one. That's just my opinion. So I'm curious to hear yours.
Steve?
Yes.
There's a reason I put my hood on.
Okay, I like it.
Steve.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Okay, fair enough.
Steve.
I'm listening.
The reason this machine comes out smelling sweet on the other end of every offseason, would you agree we've went into every season excited about our roster management?
Yeah, I think so. I think last year was the first year that we were a little like, hey, maybe under, we'll see. But I think it took two games. You realize the freshman could play. Yeah.
Steve, we already have a closer.
Okay.
He showed you he's a closer. Steve.
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't need Cahill for this one.
Okay.
I don't need Mike Pegues for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need Ross McMaines.
Okay.
All I need is Coach Mack, Sidney Curry, Mom's and Pop's Curry,
mm-hmm.
and a private room that nobody else can hear.
Okay.
And when I say nobody else can hear, what I'm mainly talking about is the other players on this team.
Yeah.
Before I say what I'm going to say, I want you to just take a second, think about those Xavier press conferences, those Xavier Cincinnati press conferences. I want you to think about every time we saw Bitey Mac.
Okay.
Every time we saw Attitude. Think about back when Coach Mac looked over at Luke Murray and said, what a bunch of, right?
Yeah.
In a private room.
Mm-hmm.
The closer is going to look right at mom and dad and that kid. He's going to say, this is what I've been waiting on. Your kid I would have took him and at Xavier, and we would have beat the hell out of people with him.
Right.
And I'd have had him ready to dominate.
Okay.
I don't – you said it earlier, Steve,
mm-hmm.
which is what surprises me why you went McMahon's territory on
yeah,
this
yeah.
one. But Coach Mack is going to look him and say, I got a lot of talent in this room.
Yeah.
I don't have one of you. I need your attitude and your physical presence more than I need any other thing on my basketball team right now. I have the tools at every other position. I have athletes. I have veterans. I have nobody. I have one other guy who's physical like you. And his name is DeAndre Davis. Mm-hmm. It really carries your physicality.
Mm-hmm.
But he's too small to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most physical, most imposing ability when you do it. Because I'm not gonna crown Sidney and say, you know, he can come here and get punked.
Sure.
But from what I see of you, young man, I need what you bring to this to the table more than anything I've needed in a locker room on a team. I need your attitude of you've been at Logan. Now, here's the thing. I brought in guys from Radford. I brought in guys from, you know, from Richmond. You know, I brought in guys who are at better positions here.
Sure.
But I didn't have any Logan to Louisville's.
Mm-hmm.
I know you saw what Jay Scrubb did. Yeah. I know you see. I know what. Listen, I know the tuitions at Logan's $6,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't leave a lot of room for amenities.
Right.
That Logan attitude, that physicality, and the way you finish around the basket when you got the ball in your hands will lift the tide of my entire team. It'll lift the attitude. You might help my big man tap back into what he is.
Yeah.
You got everything we need. Go home and get your stuff.
Okay. I'll listen to that.
But then again, Ross McMahon.
No. You're right. I mean, I'll listen to that as Coach Mack just simply saying, you know, like, you're what we need. And
yeah,
Ross McMahon's maybe being a side
plus. No, yeah, right. Listen, Ross can give me every skill I need. Ross McMahon's can give me every euro. He can give me every drill. My skill set can be great for all of my players.
Yeah.
But if they think twice about dunking on somebody, it's all wasted skill set.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always mad at Jalen and JJ and, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else.
Yeah.
You can have it all, but unless you show – I'm not worried about your block. Like, what happens when he's the first guy who literally Bam Adebayo somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get off me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, like, make Duncan great again.
Yeah.
what's funny?
Make Duncan great again. I love it. We should make shirts. We should make shirts. Make Duncan great again.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, stick that in my locker room and mix that in my gumbo. You know, like, that's what it is. That's totally.
Make Duncan great again.
No, I don't understand. What makes that so funny?
University of Louisville. No, I love it. I absolutely love it.
But no, you get my point. Like, go get your stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, go get your stuff. You know, like, you know, and you'll feel your influence on this team in your first 5 days here.
Yeah.
On the basketball court. You'll feel your influence immediately.
Yeah.
You'll feel when you get in here, you start moving these guys around a little bit.
Yeah.
And everybody starts wanting to get more physical, get lower.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that right in front of the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if I never made eye contact with the parents, I would say that to him in front of the parents.
Yeah.
And then y'all talk about what I had to say on your way home to go get your stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, we had a long answer to Matt. Close it.
Yeah.
Yeah, close it.
Like, okay.
Yeah, explain it. Explain
him. I don't hate it.
Cause, I mean, because that was what we were talking about. He brings something that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Is that so? Are we done with the are we done with the?
Well, to be honest, I mean, and according to the guys over 247, they were saying that the visit sounds like it's wrapped up, you know. So he's going to be. So I think at this point, it's just kind of a waiting game, you know. Like, let's see. We'll see what happens. I think that. I mean, would you agree with me, though, that if you're going to hear something, you'd hear something in the next couple days? Like, if he goes and checks somewhere else out, I would say, eh, it's over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, it wasn't. Obviously, it wasn't the.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or just, it's not going to happen.
So, if he goes straight from here to another campus, it's over.
Well, I think if you see he's visiting somewhere else next week or something, yeah, I think then it's. That you obviously weren't sold. I think this late in the game, you're either sold or you're not. But I don't mind him going home. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's. I mean, you know, Coach Pitino used to tell people, don't commit. Go home. Make sure you want to commit in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
You think in hindsight, after he got housed for those shoe steals, you think?
I don't know.
You think he would retroactively change that and say, if you want to commit, commit now?
I don't know, because I think he probably. I think he was like, look, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like I know what I want, who I want. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So yeah. So well, anyway,
it's the waiting game on Sidney Curry. But now.
That's kind of the update. Yeah. So I guess is what we do with the Curry thing, man, is you bow tie and you just kind of wait and see if you hear some news. But I mean, like I said, I would imagine by Wednesday. I mean, if I haven't heard anything by Wednesday, I'm probably going to say, okay, it's not going to happen.
Does he seem like a Tipton edits kind of guy?
No. I think his would just be, he's committed. And there's been some talk out there that maybe some paperwork hurdles and some things that's got to be overcome too that may take more than, you know, for him to commit. Or for it to be announced that he's committing. So I think that there is a little bit of that as well. But, yeah, man, that's I think, about where you're at with that one. But I'll take it. Hey, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I mean, like I said, I like being in the door on this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the finish line.
Right.
Close it, Mac. Right. Okay, so transition into football.
Okay, let's do it.
That's the easiest transition I can do. Okay, where do you want to start? You want to go high, low, or low, high when we talk about this one? Because our first commitment was, what, Friday?
Mm-hmm. Picked up the DB out of the junior college.
Junior college DB.
So.
That was Friday.
Yeah.
So, my junior college DB Friday night.
I mean, I don't think we need to sugarcoat it. He was film, like, you watched the film. Drew said it this morning, though. I will say this. Like, you're not getting guys 83, 84, and 85 to come in and dominate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's.
You're getting competitors at this point.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that with him, again, I think you got to watch the film to see, okay, this is what they were seeing with him. Okay. Because right off the bat, you're like, okay.
I think I was like that only because of his size.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But like, once you saw him play,
yeah, you're saying. I see what they like. Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, you know, if you want my synopsis, it is a hard-hitting, fast, undersized cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
But very aggressive. Very aggressive hitting.
Yeah.
Very, very feisty. Very feisty. Like I said, looks like he has all the tools. Just out of size.
Yeah.
Well, he's 5'9".
Yeah.
So, and he's listed 5'9", might be 5'8". right?
Right, right.
So yeah.
Like, I mean, go in and type it in. I mean, type in Trey Franklin. See if you know, see what you think for yourself.
But you're going to enjoy him smacking wide receivers. And like he has, would it be fair? You know who I kept thinking? Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah,
just maybe a short guy complex or something on you know, or put it this way, overcompensating for his height.
Yeah.
On a football field.
Sure.
Carries around a bully, an American bully attitude, you know, like I said, he really thinks he's the bully of the field.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did enjoy looking again. First time, you know, the very first play, I'm like, I don't know. You watch him again, and you go watch him run through tackles. You watch bubble screens, the way he just doesn't hesitate, you know, takes people out. I'm like, okay, now I see what they're talking about. Yeah. Okay, now you're JUCO. Okay, now you can come in and push people and, you know, get it going. Okay, so Saturday.
Yeah.
That's Chance Morrow.
No.
That was Brock. Okay. Brock, quarterback. I can't think of the name of school right now. Do you know the name of school?
Offhand? Independence.
Independence. Mm-hmm. Brock Doman. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm watching him. I'm not wowed, but he's a tough quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. So then, you know, you keep on just searching his name, going through everything. So this is what I find on Brock. I find a video that says Jared Goff on it. Right. And of course, Jared Goff is now my quarterback.
That's true.
I got it. Yeah. So
it's your guy.
Yeah. So when I see his name pop up, I am obligated to look at his videos, anything that says Jared Goff. Because, I mean, just by default, he has to be my fantasy football quarterback. I hope he's ready to play. Yes, you heard me right. Jared Goff has got to be my quarterback, my fantasy football quarterback, so we're going to sink or swim with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So I look at the video. Jared Goff pranks. I'm like, why? I type in Brock and, you know, why am I seeing Jared Goff videos? Jared Goff goes to the Independence campus, dresses up. I'm saying dress up. Puts on their uniforms. Gives himself some removable tattoos and some funny hair.
Yeah.
Right? And the coach kind of plays his team and says, we have a transfer coming in, a quarterback transfer.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, like, they got cameras around and you can tell just there's everybody's a little on edge because they're like, who's this transfer quarterback coming in, right? And, of course, one of the kids kind of sees the camera. You can tell one of the guys is kind of a camera ham, you know, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he, I don't care who you bringing in, coach. I want Brock. You know, he kind of starts off like that, right? But the prank kind of is Goff is supposed to come in kind of cocky, kind of attitude quarterback, you know. Golly, he's so much bigger than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jared Goff is in that locker room, and then Jared Goff kind of he goes to one of the other quarterbacks, and he kind of like stands beside him. And he's like, "What are you, the punter?" You know what I'm saying? And the guy was like, "No, I'm quarterback." And he's like, "Oh, my bad." Right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how disrespectful?
No, it was the video's tremendous.
If they brought in a dude and he asked you, what would you do, Steve? If you were a quarterback, but you were like sitting out for the day, and the guy asks you, "What are you, punter?"
Oh my gosh, dude! Yeah, you would rethink, or you'd make a decision right there, like, but, okay, I'm a fighting,
or it was your Cutler moment.
Yeah, like, yeah.
This is not
I'm not an SEC football player.
Yeah, because that guy's a linebacker. Yeah. He just told me he's a quarterback.
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
because I remember going, if this is Vandy. Of course, Vandy was decent at that point.
Right,
I mean,
right.
They were a top 25
team. And Cutler was a pro quarterback.
Yeah, but like, I was like, if this is Vandy, I'm...
Okay.
Wow, I'm not even going to Tennessee.
So he says that to the other guy. He says, what are you, a punter? He says, no, I'm a quarterback, man. And he kind of stutters. And then, you know, they're kind of mic'd up too. And you can see when the guy says, man, can you believe that dude just asked me if I'm going to go? He's like, that's the most disrespectful. But he's kind of whispering, right? Mm-hmm. So then here's where it gets uncomfortable, Steve. He goes up to one of the dudes on the team. And you can tell, like, you know how you can tell which one guy's a player. You know, muscular dude, kind of physical stature, a little closer to Jared Goff's size or whatever. He was like, he asked him something like, who's your quarterback or something? He was like, oh, no, he said, who's number 15? He was talking about Brock Doman.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, that's the starting quarterback. And he was kind of like, oh, like, and then he asked the guy, he said, what was your record last year? He was like, he didn't want to say the record last year. He was like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm here. And the dude was like, whoa, hold on, man. Like he was getting ready to check Goff. Like, hold on, man. Like, that dude can play. And then he said, as he's walking off, he's like, hey, man, you're going to have to come in here and compete for that spot.
Yeah.
So they've already seen him throw the ball a little bit. And the teammates were still like,
yeah,
don't think you're just coming in here and taking Brock's spot.
Right.
Repeat. This is a takeaway, y'all. The teammates have seen Jared Goff throw the football a couple times and still said, don't think you're just coming in here and taking Brock's spot.
Yeah.
You look the part and you throw it. You know, you got a heavy arm, but we got a dude here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that it almost got uncomfortable. And then, And then Goff, you could tell Goff was like, kind of like, yeah, can you run, man? You know, he's like, yeah, I can run. He's like, let's do it. So they get out there. Of course, Goff just starts
ripping. He throws a couple bad on purpose.
Yeah. Starts it off kind of just goofing her, just clumsying it up.
And then he starts just dropping them in there. Just like, and you could tell everybody was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
Like, I'm sorry, bro. But here's the kick. Here's the fun part. And I can't believe I told this long story just to get to, like, the what I enjoyed about,
right,
about this thing. Okay, they bring it in, kind of the huddle. Everybody takes a knee. You know what I'm saying? The coach is like, listen, y'all, it does not matter who you got to earn your spot. Everybody who comes in here, you got to earn your spot. I don't care if it's if it's an NFL player that comes in here. You got to take somebody's spot. You got to earn a spot. And then he says, and that's exactly what I did, right? And then Goff steps up and he takes off his, he's like, we brought in Jared Goff. And everybody's like, oh, just like, oh.
There was a few. The reason why I liked that they did this, because it made me think it was legit, too. So there was a few. It was like, I knew it. I knew it was Jared Goff. Yeah. They're like, it wasn't like they just redid Jared Goff's face.
Right.
They did make him look different, but it was like,
yeah, something ain't right here.
It's like, yeah.
Right. But for the most part, we'd say outside of three guys,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah. The entire team was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what. And then, man, when they showed Brock, it was like he almost wasn't happy about this, but he was kind of like, but the psychology of that, of him just kind of like he almost didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you could tell it was like one of those scarring moments. My scarring moment, Steve, was when Bubba Wells. At Red Barn and Austin Peay University.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there as a high schooler, as a senior, a Northwest senior. Bubba Wells is at Austin Peay, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's my attitude.
I mean, arguably the best player ever at Austin
Peay. Right. So, yeah, but it's Austin Peay, Steve.
I know.
It's your Vandy comment. You know, I played full court with him and whatever. And then I said something and you should have saw the look on his face when he was like, you think you can beat me? And I was like, you think I can't?
Yeah.
Like literally. And he looked at me like fascinated. And I looked at him like, why are you so outraged?
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm getting recruited by Tennessee. You know, like, I had that attitude. You know what I'm saying? That man wiped the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been humbled like when Bubba Wells did that to me one-on-one in that gym.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I thought he tried to break the rim at least four times, Steve.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, look, I know he, and listen, you know, in Gangs of New York, you know, when Bill the Butcher or whatever?
Yep.
You remember he cut out his left eye because it looked away? One time Bubba dunked the ball, and I was looking up at the rim to see if it was still, like, structurally, the structural integrity still holding up.
Yeah.
If I could go back in time, I would beat myself up for looking at that rim like that.
Yeah.
Because I know he saw me look at that rim and just all that, you know, that I heard crack on the rim, and I'm just like, I can't stop him.
I know.
I can't, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, that humbling moment was like, Marcus, you're not ready for none of this. You know what I'm saying? So I think Brock had one of those moments. And you read the comments he talks about from that moment forward, anytime he's any media comments or anything, all his conversation is, no, you got to fight like hell to keep your spot every day or to take a spot every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Sat, put that in my locker room.
Well, I think the funny thing, too, was I think it was Jody Demling had a comment or a quote from him, too. And again, I don't really, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to come in here and play or whatever, but I like this attitude. He said, I think Jody let him know, you know, he interviews the players of the game after the game or whatever. And Brock said, then you're going to be talking to me a lot. And I was like, I like that you're adding that attitude.
The worst thing in the world to have in your locker room is someone who is waiting for the starting spot.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That's the worst quarterback to have in your room. That's the worst player to have on your team. Someone who thinks, well, I know I'm going to start when you're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And if you have any of those in your locker room now, which maybe you do.
Well, I think it hurt Puma.
You're right.
I think just the okay, well, and I think, because I think he's a competitor, man. I think it was just you're behind Lamar and you're kind of being crowned by the media already. It's like, well, he's the next guy.
Yeah, so you don't even get a chance to test your skills.
And I think mentally, if you don't have an extra gear, you kind of sit back a little bit.
And Bobby, like, you literally have the best player in college on your team. You're not getting any attention from your head coach, from your offensive coordinator.
No, I think that was another problem. Yeah. I think he got Nick Petrino coaching.
Yeah, you're not getting any attention because, like, coaches are all in. So how could you not kind of just, yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
But and then I know we got to go to break here soon, but then they capped the weekend off with Chance Morrow, 6'6" receiver. That's a heck of a basketball player, too. We're talking 6'6", 200-some-odd pounds. Wide receiver.
I saw a tweet from Charles McGee, one of our guys, said basically he's making the comparison that the dual sport athletes are scaring, especially football/basketball, are scaring the star makers because they're not like totally committed to all the football stuff and all the football. Summer's AAU season.
I'm sorry, 6'6", 185. I was looking it up.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like while some guys are doing all these football camps, all the basketball players are playing AAU, basketball/football, which ends up hurting their recruiting rankings. I'm not saying this is fact.
Mm-hmm.
Chance Morrow is only playing basketball. He's guaranteed be a 4-star right now.
Yeah.
1,000%. If not 5. Like I said, Brian gave you the list. Brian gave you the, listen, with that list like that, this guy is a 5-star, 4-star, 6'6", hard blocking, big wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And you pulled him. And yeah. Gunter Brewer has this smirk on his face, almost like a, I'm still getting it done, y'all. Like stop. Like, y'all know me. I'm bringing in one of these every year.
Well, he's been here to camp a few times, and he's had really impressive camps. And they see, they like what they see, obviously, and gave him an offer out of there. And he took it. So it was a nice addition to the wide receiver room. That now, again, he is for next year, mm-hmm. not this coming year. But it's definitely a nice addition. Especially, it sounds like they're going to take another receiver. So
small recruiting class?
Yeah, yeah. They're beefing up the wide receiver room quite a bit. So
you gotta always have those.
Yeah, have those so I was pretty excited about landing him. I saw some film of him, went back and watched some film, and then saw some of the videos that were coming out of the camps and just how well he was playing, and was arguably at some of the camps was the best receiver. So that's a nice to get a athlete along that size, you know.
Coach Satterfield said it. We're looking for length. He said it 2 years ago. We need a lot more length in this room.
Listen, let me just address this.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. What just happened?
Let me just address this.
Oh, no.
You can stop texting in about his offer sheet. Okay? Just a couple texters that I keep seeing. Texters have texted in probably 7-8 times about his offer sheet. Okay? I don't care about his offer sheet. I don't care what his offer sheet was. I don't care what he made up. I don't care what he didn't make up. I don't want to care. Listen, Alabama's offered almost 300 kids. They all can't commit to Alabama. Schools do that all the time. I think there's a kid here locally that probably couldn't have committed to the four others that was on the thing. Okay? It happens. The kid is 6'6". They watched him with their own eyes 5 feet in front of him and said, that's a kid I want on my team. I don't care if the kid's never played.
It's the ain't a game effect.
I don't care if he's never played the sport of football before. Okay? I don't care. My coaches looked at him and said, 6'6", 185. Looks like he's the best receiver here at the camp. We'll take him. I don't care if the kid's never done any. I don't care if it's the first time he's ever seen a football. So, like, I don't know what you want me to do.
No, it's the rush to try to discredit, yeah. When does that conversation ever come up? The offer list. The only time your offer list is legit, Steve, is when it's crap schools.
Right.
Like, we don't get that text.
Yeah.
We don't get that text until we get somebody, you know, with those. Okay, so you think a recruiting service just puts their name on it and makes up visits?
Do I think the kid could have called Ohio State and committed today? No. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, right, don't slap the desk. Good call. but I mean, what do you want me to do, you know?
No, but it's why I spent my Saturday night, Steve, saying, don't even, like, or maybe it was Friday night, like, don't even talk to me about, if your validation only comes from offer list and you don't want to watch anybody, like.
And texter 7990, I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you. So they just happened to ask that there. But it's like, it's just stupid. Like, and listen to this. Taking liars as players, you're scared to crush a kid, sad. That's just stupid. I hate that I even read that. Like, dude.
Do you think that kid works for the recruiting service? Do you think that kid just calls the recruiting service, Steve, and says, hey, mate, hey, national sports blog? Hey, my name is Chance Morrow, and I've been recruited by Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and I got commitments from all. You think they just go straight to their site and say, hey,
listen,
Chance just told you.
And if he did, and that's how he got invited to the camp, then he's smarter than you ever were. Because if the kid, let's play your game. Let's say he lied, tricked his way into getting to U of L's football camp, got a scholarship offer, and now is going to go full ride to the University of Louisville. He's smarter than you'll ever be in your entire life. So good for Chance Morrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he made up every single offer on the sheet, then he's brilliant. And he just gave himself a chance to make a ton of money and get a free education. So don't be mad because he's smarter than you. Like, you get what I'm saying, though? Like,
of course.
None of it matters to me other than my coaches watch the kid up front. That's like even with Kentucky, like the Goodwin kid. They looked at him. They liked him. Could he have went committed to Clemson tomorrow? Probably not. But you know what? They took him. That's fine. Again, you have offers. You offer hundreds of football players. Do you think Alabama's taking 300 and some? Do you think out of the 250, 300 that Alabama's offered, how many do you think want to go to Alabama? At least 175, right? They're going to take 20, 25 tops. So it's like, I don't know what you want. I mean, that whole narrative is just silly, dude. Watch the kid's film. His film's good. Watch what he did here. It's good.
But again,
he's a good player.
That only becomes a conversation when you are looking to detract from a recruit.
Golly.
That's never a conversation.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, if you're getting interest. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have got drug into that rabbit hole with you. Let's take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Just so we can clean up one point. I only talk about offers for the sake of everybody else's digestion. I could do without it altogether. I like to look at the dude and see if he can help.
Especially in football, because like I understand what offer sheets are in football, man, and there's so many offers out there for every single team. It's like, that's not a new thing that people have offers that in football. I mean, Louisville does it. Louisville does it all the time. I mean, I talk with a few coaches that I consider friends that are like, yeah, that kid's kind of putting it out there. But, I mean,
right.
Yes, we're not taking him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right now, at least. Yeah. But
okay.
It happens.
Let me get to the phone lines. Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Chilling.
I just want to give some sugar around for get off here real quick.
Okay.
Got to throw some sugar Steve's way.
Hey.
He's been big on Gustavo's.
Ah.
And I got out there last Thursday, and I didn't want to ruin Steve's good time with Jeremy. I saw him out there.
You saw us out there?
Yeah, I've seen you at that corner table.
Oh, man, you should have said what's up, man. My bad.
I mean, I was going to, but my mother-in-law graduated nursing school, so I was doing my own thing. But I was going to say something, and then I saw you were kind of struggling with the toothpick holder at checkout. I was like,
I was turning it the wrong way, and the girl looked at me, and she was like, no, the other way. I was like, oh, yeah, my bad. Next time, say something, man. Sorry about that. I get a one-track mind. And I start walking around, dude, and I don't even notice, man. So, yeah. Appreciate that.
Hey, you were right. That place is the bomb.
It's legit. It's legit, man.
I'm legit going back there.
Listen, let me know next time you do. I owe you a hangout, man. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, man. It was busy out there that night. I know that. That was crazy. I was like, right. I couldn't have seven tournaments. Yeah, but anyways. Secondly, I want to give a shout-out to the football staff. And hopefully the basketball staff, man. I think Landon Curry would be absolutely huge, exactly for what you were saying, Marcus. Max sits down with that kid and closes that deal, if that kid, he would mean so much. He will make the other big guys around him better because of the type of player that he is. So I'm hoping that we can throw some sugar that way. I will anyways, but I really want that kid. And then finally, I'm going to throw some sugar at myself. I just accepted a job offer today. New future, new pathways to embark upon. So pretty excited. I don't normally brag upon myself, but I'm going to do it anyway. So pretty modest generally. But
that's what we do.
I think I deserve it.
Congratulations then on the new gig.
Right. Yeah. Congrats, yeah, buddy.
Go Cards, go Krogerin.
No doubt. Look, appreciate the call.
Appreciate that, man.
Congratulations on the new endeavors.
And Texter 338. Yes, and I think that's coming soon. So, question. They had a question. So, yeah. But yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah,
by the way, Steve.
Glad to hear it.
By the way, Brian, Steve.
Yeah.
I am going to obliterate that washing machine.
Oh, man. How's it working for you?
Oh, my goodness.
I see you got them put in. He did get them put in.
And?
Good, because I was on my way to pick them up.
And shout out to the LMPD who threw it in there for me.
How about that?
Yeah, big time shout out. Yeah, don't ask me, y'all. Don't ask me how, you know, LMPD, I need some help with my stuff. Come on.
I know. You just called the LMPD. Right, I was like, hey, listen, y'all know if y'all know Steve Rummage. Y'all played in a game against him a few years ago.
Y'all still owe him for that loss.
Yeah. I was going to say, no, wait, we didn't lose.
No, listen, it was shout out LMPD and one of our mutual friends, you know, help throw it in.
One of our mutual friends?
Yeah. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Because you know, we start adding names.
I don't want the names.
So, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
So, here's the thing. I made sure everything was clean, Brian, first. I vacuumed. I cleaned the kitchen, you know, cleaned the extra room before I tested out the new washing machine, right? Brian, so I started out with a small load. And here's the thing. I'm not used to seeing washing machines without the big single agitator.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I do see them, the side, you know, the side ones where you can see it falling.
The industrial ones.
Yeah. I've seen those, or I've seen the one with the pole agitator in the middle. Now, yeah. Steve's doesn't have any of them, right? Steve's has a clear lid, well, right?
They're yours. Oh, God. They're yours.
I'm not comfortable saying
these
mine
are
yet.
Just yours.
Yet. So, Steve's. Former washer.
There you go.
It has a clear lid.
Because my new ones, don't get me wrong.
This sounds exactly like what I got.
I don't think they're better. I don't think my new ones are better.
I was going to say, could they be?
Yeah, I don't think so. Listen, I like them, but they're not better.
Brian, I wasn't prepared for these washing machines and dryers.
You
right?
can literally watch them.
I'm going to get there. Listen. I'm playing with the, you know, with the settings and just testing them, and they automatically set everything. Brian, do you know these former machines of Steve's, they even get a little nice soft jingle when they're done. They're like, do-do-do-do-do-boom-boom. You know, I'm just like, whoa.
I know, man.
But Brian, with the clear glass, can you imagine, like, I'm sure if you went down a TikTok rabbit hole, where you've just been thumb, yeah. And just realize you get a neck cramp because you're like, I was just staring at my phone for like 18 minutes straight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was looking at my clothes move around in that washing machine, right?
Yeah, man.
And then I realized, Marcus, you've been leaning over watching these clothes for like 16 minutes straight. And I'm just
You can do the deep feel too. You hold the deep feel button and it fills it all the way up.
I did see the deep feel button.
Yeah, it's love, man.
So, yeah, I watched that happen. And then I'm like, okay, so that was round one, right? And I put a good bit of clothes in there the first time. Not a good bit, but just seeing the, you know, a test run or whatever. I went straight to the comforter.
I know, man. Just launch it in there, dude.
Listen, after I saw that first round, I was like, let's go get the comforter. came out, all my stuff was looking good. I'm like, this is big time,
it's
right?
It's awesome, yeah.
It, so it did. It cheered me up on a Sunday. I was, but by the end of the day, I was all wore out. So
yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So there's that. I know. I was happy. You know who didn't seem happy this weekend?
Who's that?
Hold on. You know who didn't seem happy, Steve?
I'm listening.
Mitch Barnhart.
Yeah, he sounds miserable.
Is he salty about the name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, that sounds like it hurt his feelings or something.
Kid gloves, softly, gently. How many times do they use the word gently or something like?
Calm down, dude. Hey, look, half your athletes are already making money, dude. Listen, this ain't going to affect you at all.
Just, you won't even notice.
Kick your feet up, bro. And go on doing whatever you do.
Right, right. Yeah. Listen, go to your football game. Go have a cocktail while you deny the rest
why
of
don't
the people.
You, why don't you work on giving beer to your
commoners,
fans.
To your commoners, because you got beer in the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. While you and
the elites.
The elites.
Yeah, I'm like, Mitch.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you're good, bro.
And don't let everybody know that you don't like this name, image, like this
thing. I know.
I even saw the Kentucky fans like, he doesn't sound very supportive.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no. He didn't win a lot of fans on that one. Yeah, it was like, dude, come on, bro.
Fun start to the week. Come on, coach. Give me the closer. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.